Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
How upset and how sick to your stomach would you be if you lost $2.5 million?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'd go lay in a hole and never move.
Right?
I'm going to play in traffic.
A 76-year-old woman in Pennsylvania is desperately searching for a winning lottery ticket worth $2.5 million. She thinks she left it in the pocket of a jacket that she donated to a charity.
I was stupefied. There's no words for it. It was like beyond expression. How can I get it back?
So that's Mildred. And she donated a jacket to Vietnam Veterans of America.
Oh, no.
And inside the pocket was a $2.5 million winning lottery ticket.
That's like the ultimate no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
Life is not fair.
She's just going to tell people exactly where to find it as if they're not just going to take it and run for themselves.
Oh,
I can't imagine that feeling.
I can't. And also, like, Mildred. No, I'm not going to do that. Never mind.
What? Don't do it. Do it.
Say it.
Do it.
Well, you know, she's 76.
So mm-hmm. Does she really need it?
No. Whoa. No, she does. But,
I mean, how much longer is she going to get to use it?
Abigail, Dark Road Abbey this early? Really? Really?
I'm just stating facts.
She's not going through enough.
You know what I mean? Like, her kids are grown if she's got kids.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, Mildred, she's 76, right? And maybe she could blow through $2.5 million. But I was thinking, like, if you're one of her kids... one of her grandkids,
yeah.
And you're thinking, like, inheritance, like, seriously, like, mom or granny, you just tossed $2.5 million.
Me and Grandma Mildred are going to find the ticket.
Right?
If I got to take it myself.
Here's a theory. What if it actually wasn't a winning lottery ticket whatsoever? What if poor sweet Mildred just thought it was a winning ticket? And now she's got this, like, got us all in a wild goose hunt. We finally find the ticket, and it's like, granny.
Nah.
Granny,
sorry.
Sound like a Lifetime movie.
All right, so Kenzie hit us up, and she is starting to catch feelings for a guy at work, and she does want to make a move, but she's worried about making things weird at work, so she wants our advice. Hey, Kenzie, welcome to the Bert Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
So good. Okay, so thank you so much for your email. I'm going to let you tell everybody kind of the situation, what you have going on at work, and why you're kind of like in this limbo. Do I make a move or not?
Okay, yeah. So recently, about 5 or 6 months ago, I was cheated on pretty bad. I've always kind of been the one to have the confidence to go after guys and all that. And I don't know, my confidence has just been shot since. I started a new job around the same time, and there's this guy, and I don't know, he's perfect. He's so sweet. He just seems so different from everyone else. And I have no confidence to make a move. He probably has no idea I even like him. So, yeah, I just kind of wanted your guys' help because I don't know how to go on from here, and I just kind of feel like I'm in a place where I'm just stuck.
Okay, well, how when you say this, there's a guy at work, do you guys work closely? Do you guys barely work together at all? Like, how often do you see him?
So I'm a therapist, so we don't really work together, but we work in the same building. So I see him in passing a lot and, like, a high... every once in a while, and we have, like, Google chats that everyone can talk on, so not a bunch, but I do see him every day.
Okay.
Has he ever done anything to kind of give you maybe a sign that he might be into you, or are you just doing this on a whim?
I mean, I'm kind of doing it on a whim, but I also, I don't know, I've never gone after something and didn't have it, you know, reciprocate feelings.
I did
match with him on Hinge, like, a few months ago,
oh,
but he never liked me back. So I'm like, I don't know if he still has Hinge or if he just didn't like it back, because it tells you when someone likes you.
So you liked him, but he didn't complete the match. Like, he didn't like you back.
Exactly.
So you guys didn't match. Gotcha. Okay, well, maybe, and I'll help you out here, because the narrative I would tell myself is if I liked a guy on Hinge and he didn't like me back, but we worked together, we worked in the same building, I would assume that he has the same thought process as me of like, it's not that I don't like Kenzie, but there's a bunch of other girls I can date and they all don't work in my office. So I'm not going to make things weird by pursuing a workplace relationship.
Exactly. Or he probably also thinks I come across like super standoffish. Like, I'm not always like, I don't know. I just feel like I have like a closed off personality until you get to know me too.
Okay. So. And also you said like your vibe is off right now because of this betrayal and coming off of a really bad breakup. So you're not your usual approachable self.
Right.
Okay. All right, Mo, should she make a move?
See, work is tricky for me, man. It's such a high risk in case it doesn't go the way you want to go, and now you got to see this person every day, and it's awkward. So I
high risk, high reward.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
I normally, for me, I wouldn't try at work, but if you feel a connection that you just feel is undeniable and it's something that you are going to regret not knowing, then I'd say just go for it. Just ask them. And y'all don't work directly together. You see them in passing, so that makes it a little better. So, yeah, shoot your shot.
The workplace thing is so delicate, though, especially if you don't see him all the time. Like, when the way you're describing it, it seems like it would be low risk because you don't see him all the time. But at the same time, how do you know that there's really a connection that's worth risking? Like, if I was you and let's say like some guy was going to approach me and I see him like once every 2 months because we say hi to each other in the hallways and he just asked me out, I'm going to be like, whoa, like we don't even know each other and you're just going after me. So if I was you, I would kind of ease into it and I would go from just saying hi to each other in the hallways every now and then to trying to start a friendship at the workplace so it doesn't feel as completely like out of the blue when you go for it.
Okay. Yeah, I could get that. I could start that.
And Kenzie, I'm sitting here thinking too, like I'm kind of in the same boat as Abby. Instead of just asking him out, you work in the same building. You work in the same industry. Why not just say like, hey, you want to grab drinks after work? Like, it doesn't have to be like a date. Mm-hmm. It can just be like colleagues, you know, talking about colleague stuff and then see if you pick up a vibe. And if there's something there, hopefully he'll start to initiate it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's definitely a good idea. I think I just have a problem with wanting to go after what I want right then and there, but I can slow it down.
All right. So let's go ahead and let's start initiating this plan. What are you going to do today when you see the dude?
See, I feel like it's hard to talk to him in person, but I do have him on social media and I have been able to send him a message before, so maybe send him a message during the day.
That's coward's behavior. Yep, that's coward's behavior.
I'm glad I followed up with this.
What?
No, say hi to him, Kenzie.
Kenzie, I'm going to help your confidence a little bit because earlier you said that this guy is just so different than all the other. No, he's not. He's a dude. He's a dude and he likes monster trucks and sports and golf and PBRs on the weekend and he scratches his butt. Like, he's a dude.
What?
He is a dude. So just picture that. He's like every other guy. I'm sure he's wonderful once you get to know him, but at the end of the day, like, he's just a dude. And if it doesn't work out with this guy, there is somebody else out there. You sound like a great gal, even though you sound a little cowardly right now.
she's off of a bad breakup, Abby.
I know.
This is a womb of comfort.
that was your locker room chat. Go get him now.
That was my pep talk.
All right, so this is the deal. All right, this is the deal, Kenzie. You're going to have some kind of conversation with him today in person. That's the goal. It's small but mighty, all right? You got this.
Okay, sounds good. I will try.
Few words, big energy.
No, not I will try. I will do.
There you go.
I will do.
The Burt Show.